We know that the Torah gives us a special mitzvah of caring for animals. The Torah tells us if one sees their enemy's donkey suffering under the weight, so then we have a mitzvah to help unload the donkey. So the Torah warns us to care for animals. We have a mitzvah in the Torah that when we eat, before we take for ourselves to eat, we should give the animals to eat. So the Torah in different areas teaches us having concern for the animals. The Gemara gives us the story, the famous story of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who we know as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was exceptionally holy. The Gemara says he never, thank you very much, he never put his hands below his belt. He's also known as Rebbe, as we learned in the Mishnah and in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, that he once made a mistake with his treatment of an animal. And the Gemara records the following story, that it once happened that a goat was being taken to slaughter, and the goat managed to get away and ran to Rebbe and hid under his cloak, under his coat, and was wailing, didn't want to be taken to slaughter. And Rebbe took this goat from under his coat and said to the goat, "What do you want from me? This is the purpose that God created you for. Go back." We know that the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that we have to view the world as all of the world is created for mankind, and we have responsibility in this world. We have a responsibility to serve Hashem. That's why God created this whole world, for us to be able to better serve Him. And even though in truth what Rebbe said was correct, but the fact that this goat is running to Rebbe for refuge and Rebbe treats it in this fashion and just says, "What do you want? This is your position in life. Go. There was an aspect where he should have had more mercy for the goat. And the Gemara and the Midrash tells us that from that day on, Rebbe was punished that he started having serious toothaches. And for 13 years, he had this ailment, and he had no cure. This was a God-given punishment for what he had done to that goat. It's interesting, the Gemara says, throughout those years, no woman miscarried. And we once had a class in which we discussed that even suffering that comes as a punishment for something has its weight in heaven. We have to know that every ounce of suffering has its weight. On the one hand, Chazal tell us that we know the famous Shimshon Samson, he sinned with his eyes. He went and married a non-Jewish woman. He followed his eyes. He was attracted, and he let that attraction guide him to an extent. And his greatest sage, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous tzaddik. As great as he was, there was this area where he erred, and as a punishment for that, the Philistines gouged out his eyes. So you think, okay, yeah, he got punishment for what he did. Nonetheless, we're taught in the Mishnah that he was able to bring down the house. He turned to God and said, "God, give me back the payback for one eye that they gouged out." And in that merit, God gave him the strength to pull down the two pillars that held up the whole Colosseum of Philistines who were standing tormenting him. And he killed thousands of Philistines at that moment, more than he had killed throughout his life, and it was in the merit of one eye. Now, if we look at that story, why did he have his eyes gouged out? Because he sinned. That was a punishment for sin. And nonetheless, God evaluated the pain, and that pain had weight in God's scales, so much weight that in the merit of that pain, he was able to bring down the house. He was able to kill all these Philistines to avenge one of the eyes that they gouged out. So we see that there is this duality. On the one hand, a person doesn't get pain if he didn't deserve it. On the other hand, when a person is pained, there's a certain element where that pain goes to good use as well in the godly scale. So Rebbe, on the one hand, deserved this pain. He didn't have enough compassion for the goat, and he deserved this punishment. So he had this toothache for 13 years. And on the other hand, the Gemara tells us for all 13 years, no woman miscarried. Not, this isn't in the Gemara, this is in the Midrash. I don't remember in the Gemara we're given that detail. So, God was waiting for Rebbe to fix something in his actions. And at the end of 13 years, Rebbe's maid, who was a very famous maid, Amta de Be Rebbe, we learn all kinds of halachos from her. From her we learn that if a person goes to mikveh and they have something stuck in between their teeth, that disqualifies the mikveh. From her we learn that there is a concept that sometimes we don't intervene if a person is dying. The Gemara tells us that when Rebbe was lying on his deathbed, he was suffering tremendously, and the students were praying for her, and were praying for him. And Rebbe's maid saw that he was suffering, so she sought to disrupt their prayer. She said to them, "What are you guys doing? He's suffering. He's gonna die. We know he's gonna die. So why prolong his suffering?" And there was a blacksmith who was working, and every time he was about to die, the blacksmith would start banging, and Rebbe would come to again. And she sent word, "Stop the blacksmith." And from there we learn a concept which is relevant in halacha, that there are times that we won't intervene to prolong a patient's suffering. There is such a concept in halacha. How exactly we apply it is discussed. But the concept is learned from the maid of Rebbe. So this maid was an important person. We learn all kinds of halachas from this maid. It seems like it was always the same maid. Even though the Gemara doesn't name her, the Gemara refers to Amta de Be Rebbe, the maid of the house of Rebbe. So at the end of these 13 years, this maid is cleaning out Rebbe's house. And as she's cleaning out the house, she catches some kind of mouse or weasel, some kind of a hulda, which is some kind of weasel, or I don't know, some kind of a rat. She catches it in the corner, and she takes the broom and she wants to knock him out. So Rebbe tells her, let go. Have some compassion. God teaches us in the book of Tehillim, "V'rachamo v'kol ma'asav." God has pity for all His creatures. So don't pain that little weasel. So at that moment when Rebbe said that, so God cured Rebbe. Now Rebbe had just had an issue with one of his disciples, Rebbe Chiya. There was something that was said that Rebbe Chiya had said, and Rebbe Chiya really had this dual relationship with Rebbe, where he was Rebbe's disciple, but he was also pretty close to Rebbe's level. There's a discussion exactly who was greater, but in essence we assume that Rebbe Chiya learned by Rebbe, but he was still pretty high up there. And Rebbe Chiya had said something that got Rebbe upset, and so when Rebbe Chiya entered the academy a day earlier, Rebbe had told him, "I think someone's calling you outside." And Rebbe Chiya walked outside and saw no one was calling him, and he got the hint that Rebbe was upset with him. So now Rebbe Chiya didn't know if he should come back right away or he shouldn't come back. There were laws of etiquette in those times when a Rebbe indicated to his disciple that he's upset with him, how long the disciple is supposed to stay away. God sent Elio Anavi, and Elio came dressed up like Rebbe Chiya, and he walked in and he put his hand by Rebbe's mouth and he cured Rebbe's toothache. And walked out. So Rebbe Chiya sent word, Rebbe sent word to Rebbe Chiya, "Hey, come back. You cured my toothache." So Rebbe Chiya comes back, and Rebbe asked him, "Why didn't you come?" So Rebbe Chiya said, "I wasn't sure whether I'm supposed to come or not." So he said, "Well, then why'd you show up yesterday to cure my toothache?" So Rebbe Chiya said, "I didn't show up yesterday to cure your toothache. That wasn't me." And then Rebbe understood. There was Elio Hanavi that was sent. So when Rebbe fixed his actions, when Rebbe fixed, he showed compassion for other creatures that God created. That's when the toothache went away. God sent Elio Hanavi to cure the toothache. And this is one example of the great lesson that Chazal teaches of how we're supposed to have compassion on God's creatures. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So, if one, let's say, sees a bug in one's house, if one can easily catch it and throw it out the window, it's a better thing to do than just smash the bug. But sometimes if you're learning in Beis Medrash and you're going to stop for every bug to just gently take it out of Beis Medrash, you're not going to learn anything. So sometimes, of course not on Shabbos, but sometimes you're better off killing the bugs that doesn't enter your food. Sometimes you see a bug in the kitchen. So you say, "Okay, let me go catch the bug, I'll take it out. It's a nice thing to do." But if it ends up in the soup, so that's not what Chazal wanted you to do. So you got to always factor what's the right thing to do. But this concept is a true concept, that we do have to show compassion for God's creatures, And when we can, we should prefer to take them out gently rather than smash them and flush them down the toilet. When we can. When we can't.